About 2 months ago, we started this teaching called The Clothing of God. And it comes from Paul's writing to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3. And in the early part of Colossians chapter 3, he's telling the Colossians, he says, as Christ followers, as godly people, you're to avoid sin, such as, in verse 5, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. And then he goes on in verse 12 of Colossians 3 and says, therefore, from the NIV this is, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, the peace of Christ, thankfulness. And last week we talked about the ninth piece of spiritual clothing that Paul the Apostle lists in Colossians 3, verse 15, thankfulness. Thankfulness. We're to clothe ourselves with thanksgiving towards God. You know, it's easy to thank God when things are going well, right? But it's not as easy to thank God when you're in a valley experience, when you're going through a tough time. But guess what? We're to thank God in the good times as well as in the bad times. You know, giving God thanksgiving in the tough times is an act of your faith. And as you thank God in the tough times of your life, guess what? It's the key that unlocks the door to your deliverance, to your freedom. And we talked about that last week. Let me kind of give you a comparison this week in the physical realm. On a really hot summer's day, it's good to clothe yourselves correctly, right? To wear lightweight clothing so your body can breathe, right? To wear light-colored clothing so that you don't get burned. To wear a hat so that your head stays safe. Maybe to wear some sunblock lotion, right? So that your skin doesn't burn. Physically, it's important to clothe yourself correctly so that you stay healthy, right? On a really, really cold winter's day, how should you clothe yourself?
Jacket.
With a heavy jacket to keep away the cold, to keep away the flu, to keep yourself healthy. What did you say?
Thermal underwear.
That's good. All right. Well, likewise, friends, we have to clothe our spirits with these virtues that Paul the Apostle lists. As I said, compassion, kindness, humility, and so forth. Well, today we're going to talk about the 10th piece of spiritual clothing that he lists in Colossians 3, verse 16. Colossians 3, verse 16. And this is what he writes. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. The 10th piece of spiritual clothing is what? It is the Word of Christ. You want to hand out Bibles? The Word of Christ. What does the Word of Christ consist of? Remember, Jesus Christ gave many parables and teachings in the Gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In Paul's epistles in the New Testament, he quotes Jesus Christ and the work of Christ. So the word of Christ includes the New Testament. It also includes the Old Testament, right? What do we find out about the Old Testament? The Old Testament has got many prophecies concerning the birth and the ministry of Jesus Christ. And the New Testament shows how those prophecies were fulfilled. So what does the Word of Christ include, friend? It includes the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, right? The whole entire Bible is the Word of Christ. Does that make sense? So he says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you. Now, let me ask you a question here today. How many here have a person that you admire? You're a fan of a certain person. Maybe it's a sports figure. Maybe it's a minister. Could be Billy Graham. Maybe Oral Roberts. It may be a famous business person. Somebody you admire. How do you learn more about that person?
Research.
If that person has written an autobiography, a book about themselves and their lives and their careers, you can learn more about that person by reading Their autobiography, right?
Studying,
that's right. What does an autobiography do?
It
gives you a closer look into the person's life, right? Well, I'm here to tell you today that this book here, the Bible, the book you're holding today, is the autobiography of Jesus Christ. It's the autobiography of God. It gives you a closer look into the Jesus who lives on the inside of you. Tells you about his life, his ministry, his heart. And Paul the Apostle writes in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you." Now, what does the word dwell mean? There's a lot in this scripture, so we're going to kind of look at the scripture piece by piece. What does the word dwell mean? To be within. It means to inhabit, to take residence up in you. How do you let the word of Christ take residence in your life, in your heart? Friends, by reading it. See, God has given us the gift of eyes, right? He's given us eyes. He's given us the gift of being able to read, right? So the way you let the word of Christ dwell in you is by cracking the book, opening it up, and reading it. And as you read the word of Christ, the word of God, it enters the eye gate, it gets into your mind, and from your mind, as you meditate upon it, it gets into your heart. How do you meditate on it? By reading it and thinking about what you read. Like a cow chews its cud, you've got to chew on the Word of God. And as you chew on the Word of Christ, it starts to dwell on the inside of you. It takes residence on the inside of your life. You know, you can't take this book, for instance, and kind of put it on your head and think to yourself, well, you know what? I've got this Bible, the Word of Christ, and it's going to get on the inside of me. You can't do that, right? It's not going to automatically transfer itself from here to here, right? Like I said, what do you have to do for the Word of Christ to dwell on the inside of you? You've got to open the book and you've got to read it, right? And as you read it, you get to clearly understand the Jesus that lives on the inside of you. Now, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you. How? Poorly? No, richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You know what this word richly means? It means abundantly. How do you let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly? Richly, in a great fashion. By reading it sporadically and once a week? No, right? You know, you can read one scripture a week. Let's say Psalm 23:1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The scripture for the week. And the next week, the second week, you can read Psalm 23:2, and the third week, Psalm 23:3. Well, the Word of Christ is taking residence in you as you do that. But it's not taking residence in you richly, because you're only reading one scripture a week. So how do you go about letting the Word of Christ dwell in you, live in you richly and abundantly? How do you do that? By reading it, meditating on it, chewing on what you read on a daily basis. Getting up 15 minutes earlier in the morning and reading 3 or 4 scriptures. You may only have time for 3 or 4 scriptures a day. That's fine. That's better than one scripture a week, right? So you read those 3 or 4 scriptures that one day. On Tuesday, you get up and read another 3 or 4. And as time goes on, you go from 3 or 4 scriptures a day to maybe a chapter a day. Then maybe to 2 chapters a day. And maybe 3 chapters a day. And this is how you allow the Word of Christ to live in you abundantly, by reading it consistently, daily. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this today. How many here eat breakfast once a week? How many eat breakfast once a week? How many like to eat breakfast at least once a day? How many of us? They say it's the most important meal of the day. Maybe bacon and eggs, right? Maybe oatmeal, maybe cereal. We like breakfast, right? What does breakfast do for you? You got it. It gives you physical energy and strength to face the challenges of the day, to face your daily activities. Guess what the Word of Christ is? Guess what this is when you read it in the morning? This is your spiritual breakfast. It's the spiritual breakfast of winners. As you read those two or three scriptures or that chapter or two in the morning from the Word of God, from the Word of Christ, guess what? It gives you spiritual energy and strength to face daily temptations, to face daily spiritual challenges. When the enemy tries to lie at you, what do? You quote the Word of Christ that is stored up on the inside of you, that is dwelling richly on the inside of your heart. Does that make sense? If the devil tries to put a guilt trip on you, what do? You just quote Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And as you quote that word that is living on the inside of you, guess what? The devil has got to leave. Does that make sense? All right. Well, the Word of Christ dwelling on the inside of you ministers in three different ways. The Word of Christ dwelling on the inside of you. Now think about this. The Word of Christ dwelling on the inside of you. Let's forget that for a second. That phone call. All right. The Word of Christ dwelling on the inside of you ministers in three different ways. How does the Word of Christ dwelling richly in you minister? Number one, let me ask you this question. Who are you with more than anybody else 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
With God.
With yourself. When you get up in the morning, who are you with? Yourself. When you go to sleep at night, who are you with? Yourself. When you look at yourself in the morning, in the mirror in the morning, who are you with? Yourself. You are with yourself more than anybody else every day, right? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Guess what? The Word of Christ that dwells richly on the inside of you will minister to you personally. Does that make sense? Let me say that again. The Word of Christ dwelling richly on the inside of you will minister to you personally. How many here have personal struggles in your thought life? Personal struggles in what you do with your body. Personal struggles in relationship with others. We all do, right? Guess what? The Word of Christ, which richly dwells in you, will minister to you personally. But for it to minister to you personally, it's got to be stored up on the inside. You know, just recently myself, I was having some thoughts one day that were not right. They weren't the best thoughts. And as I was thinking those thoughts, from the inside of me came the scripture, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What was God saying to me? What was Christ saying to me? He was saying, those thoughts are not right. You shouldn't be thinking those thoughts. So when you guys are dealing with wrong thoughts, the Word of Christ on the inside of you will speak to you. It will minister to you. It'll say to you, be holy as God is holy. When you get angry against someone, you have emotional turmoil, you're angry, you're vengeful, you want to get back at someone, what does the Word of Christ dwelling on the inside of you tell you? It'll tell you, forgive. Release that person. Let it go. So guess what, friend? The Word of Christ dwelling on the inside of you will minister to you. Right? Because you are with you more than anybody else, correct? All right. Well, the Word of Christ dwelling richly on the inside of you will not only minister to you, but it will minister to whom? To others. You know, you can take the Word of Christ in, right? And become bigger and bigger. You blow up. You become a spiritual fat cat. But we're not supposed to become spiritual fat cats, right? We're to minister to others the word of Christ, which dwells richly on the inside of us. Paul the Apostle writes it. It's in verse 16, Colossians 3. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. Guess what, friend? The word of Christ, which richly dwells on the inside of you, is for you to teach others. That's what he says. As you teach one another with all wisdom, spiritual wisdom. Paul the Apostle, right? Think about Paul. How many here know Paul the Apostle of the New Testament? He wrote a big part of the New Testament. He had a Timothy in his life, right? What did he do with Timothy? He taught Timothy the word of Christ, the word of God. He taught it to him. You had Paul, the mentor, and you had Timothy, the mentoree. Paul the Apostle poured into the life of Timothy. And guess what? God may send a Timothy across your path. Somebody that he wants you to teach his spiritual wisdom to. You may think today, well, I don't have that much spiritual wisdom. But you know what, friend? There's somebody out there in greater need than you spiritually. You know, there's somebody that God may send across your path that is dealing with maybe condemnation and guilt. And you can minister to them from the word of Christ, which richly dwells on the inside of you. You can tell them, you know what, friend? The word of God says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There was a young man who rented a room from me at my home for about 3.5 years. And in living with me there and renting the room from me, he said, Jonathan, I consider you my spiritual mentor. He says, I don't know as much as you spiritually. You know the word of Christ well, and I consider you my mentor. I want you to advise me and speak into my life. He rented for 3.5 years. He now had an out-of-state job transfer. And he called me this morning. We spoke. Called him back. And he said, Jonathan, I know I don't live with you anymore in your house. He said, but I need some advice. He said, I'm facing such and such a situation in my life, wondering whether or not I should take this relative into my home. He said, what should I do? And what did I do? I taught him from the Word of God. I said, brother, what you need to do is this. I can give you, you know, human advice, and it only goes so far. But I would say, I told him, what I would say to do is to read the Word of God, to pray to God, and say, God, is this what you're wanting me to do? Basically, I was ministering to him from Philippians 4:6, which says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So I told him, I said, brother, listen. I said, you're facing a hard time. What you need to do is pray to God. God, is this what you're wanting me to do? Are you wanting me to take this relative into my home? And I told him, I said, if the peace of Christ is there, maybe God is saying, yes, go ahead and take this person in. If the peace of Christ is not there, maybe God is saying, no. So what was I able to do with that young man this morning? I was able to teach him with spiritual wisdom from the word of Christ dwelling richly on the inside of me. And friends, God is going to send somebody across your path, a Timothy, that he's going to want you to teach from the word of Christ that dwells richly on the inside of you. And then he says, admonish one another. Admonish one another in wisdom. What does it mean to admonish? Admonish one another with the word of Christ that dwells richly on the inside of you. To admonish means to warn. It means to caution someone. Guy, you're going the wrong way. You're taking a left turn. You better go straight. And God may send somebody across your path, maybe who is dealing with bitterness and anger against somebody else. And they come up to you and say, you know what? I'm dealing with bitterness against this person. This person has so frustrated me. And you know what? God may use you to say to that person, well, you know what? Forgive your offender. The New Testament is all about forgiveness. But the only way you can minister to somebody else with the word of Christ on the inside of you is by doing what? Is by having that word stored up on the inside of you. Does that make sense? So guys, the way that the word of Christ ministers to others is by teaching them and admonishing them, by warning them. But you got to have the word of Christ, the word of God, deep down on the inside. side. Does that make sense? All right. And finally, in what third way does the Word of Christ dwelling richly on the inside of you minister? You can minister to yourself personally, right? The Word of Christ in you can minister to others. And then the Word of Christ dwelling richly on the inside of you can minister back to whom? Back to God. You can minister to God. You can serve God by how? He says it in verse 16. As you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. You can minister to God with the Word of Christ dwelling richly on the inside of you. God, you've been so good to me. God, you've created the beauty of nature, the skies and the trees and the grass. You've created my body. You've given me new breath today. God, I sing hymns to you. I sing psalms to you. God, I sing songs of thanksgiving to you because you are my hero. And guess what? That's ministering to God with the Word of Christ that dwells richly on the inside of you. Is that making sense? Does that make sense? It's so simple, friends. Let the Word of Christ dwell richly on the inside of you.
As you minister to Christ, it's like a reflector. Even though you're giving it to Him, He's beaming it right back down to you.
That's good. That's it. You got it. You got it. With gratitude. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God with gratitude in your hearts. He's been such a good God, right? He's given us the best gift of all. Which gift did He give us?
Life.
The gift, life and eternal life through the work of His Son on Calvary 2,000 years ago and our faith in Jesus. So that when we leave this earth, where do we go?
To heaven.
We go to heaven. And you can sing to God and say, God, I thank you for this gift of eternal life. And as you do that, as you have that attitude of thanksgiving, that's ministering to God Almighty with the Word of Christ that dwells richly on the inside of you. It's so simple, friends. You got to read it, meditate on it, let it take residence in your heart, and you got to read it daily. Say it with me today. Say, I will read the Word of Christ, the Word of God, on a more consistent basis. I'm going to try to make a commitment to read the Word of Christ daily so that it will minister to me personally in my thought life, in what I do with my body, in my spirit, so that it ministers to my emotions. And I'll read the Word of Christ and make it live in me so that I can minister it to others. And I'll read the Word of Christ and make it live in me so that I can minister to God with songs of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, it is so easy to clothe yourself with the Word of Christ. Just read it and think about what you're reading. That making sense? All right. Anybody else have any questions, any comments? Anything you'd like to share? What's that?
Thank you.
All right.